All Mama Duck's eggs had hatched, all except for the very last one. Mama Duck waited and waited until, at last, Lily was born. She was the last to hatch, and she was the smallest and the skinniest. All the other ducklings had already left the nest by the time Lily peeped out through the crack in her eggshell. Crack! The shell broke, and Lily fell out of her egg into the big world. Only one piece of the eggshell remained, stuck to the top of her head like an oversized hat.
Look at my beautiful little baby. Isn't she precious? Everyone must come and see my tiny Lily.
Quack, quack.
Come swim, Lily.
No.
Come along, Lily. You must learn to swim. Or furry legs, long tail, sharp snout, pink tongue fox will gobble you up. You have to be very, very careful of him.
Lily walked into the water, but she would not take her feet off the ground.
No, no, I told you, I'll drown.
So while her brothers and sisters were swimming and diving, Lily practiced walking. Plump, plump, plump. One foot after the other, not quite seeing where she was going because the little piece of eggshell on top of her head hung over her eyes. Plump, plump, plump. Not looking where she was going, she walked one foot after the other into the dark green forest. All along the winding path until she met Mr. Furry Legs. The furry legs were all she could see from under her shell.
Oh, hello. What is a nice little duck like you doing in a dark green forest?
I'm walking.
Well, you're very small and skinny. I'll show you where you can eat tender leaves. You need fattening up.
Lily ate so many leaves she could hardly waddle home. She grew a little fatter and a little taller. A week later, she was walking in the forest. Now that she was a little taller, she could see a little more from under her eggshell hat. Along the winding road, she met Mr. Furry Legs Long Tail.
Well, my, you do walk well. For a duck,
he said.
Thank you. I shall never take my feet off the ground. It's far too dangerous.
Well, I love walking too. Let's stroll together in the forest and I'll show you some tasty berries for a growing duck like you to eat.
Lily ate many wild berries. She ate until her beak turned purple. She ate until her feathers turned purple.
And how do you feel?
Ah, a little taller and also a little fatter, Lily said.
Oh, good. I like fat ducks.
The following week, Lily returned to the berry patch. She had grown much taller, and her eggshell had seemed much smaller. There in the berry patch, she met Mr. Furry Legs Long Tail Sharp Snout. While she looked for any remaining berries, they talked.